This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love to reread books, and recently I picked up a wonderful book that I'd read before, and I ended up reading quite a bit of it again without really intending to. The book, Julia Child's memoir, My Life in France. Julia Child was an American chef and author, and she's credited with creating an enormous wave of interest in French cuisine with her 1961 cookbook, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. In her memoir, she describes her first move to France when her husband was transferred there, how she fell in love with France and French food, and how she became utterly absorbed in learning about French cooking and in cookbook writing. I must confess that I have very little interest in the ruling passion of Julia Child's life. Food has never been very interesting to me. I love certain foods, of course, but I like very plain food best. Diner food. I don't get much of a kick from visiting new restaurants or from eating a wonderfully cooked meal. Some people love exploring farmers markets or learning about food's origins or cooking. Not me. One of the sad aspects of a happiness project for me was to be Gretchen and to admit to myself that this area of experience, so vibrant for so many people, leaves me cold. Even so, I love this book. It doesn't matter that I don't care about cooking or food. Julia Child's enthusiasm, her love of her subject, and the zest with which she tackled even the drudgery involved, her respect for the masters in her field, and her curiosity constantly to learn more swept me along. Enthusiasm is a terrific quality. The more I think about happiness, the more I value enthusiasm. It can seem cooler and smarter to be ironic, detached, or critical, and it's certainly much easier and safer to adopt that sort of stance. But enthusiasm is more fun. Enthusiasm is generous, positive, energetic, and social. It's outward-turning and engaged. It's unselfconscious, warm-hearted, and kind of goofy, like Julia Child. Julia Child's love for French cooking was so contagious that even today, more than 50 years after she wrote her first cookbook, we still feel her influence. I feel her influence, even though I never cook and almost never eat French food. I'm not sure whether I agree with Ralph Waldo Emerson, who wrote, "Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." But enthusiasm certainly helps. Sometimes, even when we can't persuade people to take an interest in the things we love, we can sweep them along with our enthusiasm. What a passionate life Julia Child led, and what a marvelous flavor she left behind. I'll post a link to the book, My Life in France, in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.